Well, a curious thing happened in Parliament House yesterday. Bob Catter tried to go and pay for his lunch at the staff dining room. He was waving around a $50 note, but the staff dining room did not accept his cash. See, it's cash only, even in Parliament House. Joining me now is the man himself, Bob Catter. Bob, I heard you were going off in the staff dining room yesterday. What happened?
No, I just politely said to the lady, she said, we don't accept cash. And I said, well, too bad for you. You have to. It's legal tender. And it's illegal for you not to take cash. And my chief of staff was beside me. So I'll pay him. No. There's an issue here. We've had a lot of anti-cashless rallies in North Queensland. And remember, the Labor movement, your industrial awards came out of North Queensland. The Country Party was based in North Queensland. And the farmers got their arbitration out of North Queensland. So it's quite right that we start the fight against a cashless society. If you have a cashless society, the banks control your life.
They already
You're
do,
not
don't they?
You're not able to buy a loaf of bread without permission from the banks. It is bad enough now, but you are dead right. It is bad enough now, but it will become infinitely worse. You miss a payment on your overdraft, the bank manager terminates your account. No other bank will take it up. So if you've got a cashless society, you're in big trouble. You can't buy a loaf of bread. Now, for those of us who live in cyclone country, like I do, we had a very bad cyclone, Cyclone Larry, the second worst in Australia's history, in my opinion, third worst. Anyway, but the electricity was out for 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, you don't realise it until you're caught. I ran out of cash on my second day and, I can't fill up my petrol at the car to get out of the area to get cash. So I went hungry and a Sikh family took me in and gave me a feed at the end of the second day.
Oh,
but I remember one incident. Yeah, I went to the headquarters, the emergency headquarters, and they're throwing out two dozen pies because they couldn't keep them. And I picked them up off the pavement in a box and carried them down to emergency headquarters. And I got the publican to give me a carton of Coca-Colas and I took them down. And the policeman, like Darryl Amos, I gave him the pie. He said, the pie's cold. I said, yeah, but the Coca-Cola's hot. And laughed morbidly. But the point of the story is, with us switching from base load power to intermittent power, everyone in Australia is going to start copying it, as New South Wales did a couple of months ago. And the lady said, turn your air conditioners off. That was her answer.
So you think intermittent power is going to stop us from using our cards?
You'll be in trouble. If you've got to go to credit card, see, you don't, people... You know, unless you get caught in a flood calamity or, you know, a big car accident where power lines go down, you don't understand that if the electricity goes off, you have got no ability to buy anything.
Yeah, well,
but
that's
a cashless society.
Bob, I love talking to you, but don't ever leave enough time. I just quickly want to ask you about what happened buying your lunch with that pineapple yesterday.
Well, did they accept it?
And have you been able to get that changed?
No. I said, no. I will stand here and you will accept this legal tender. If you don't, you're breaking the law. So the manager came down and he ran off and he came back and he said, yeah, it is the law. We do have to accept cash. And Milton Dick, I'm certain, was on my side of the argument. He's against a cashless society. And Milton, he didn't read the right act. He just politely said, we will take cash. And looked the manager in the eye, the manager saying yes. But if people stand up and fight back, we'll preserve our freedoms.
But well said. You've had a small victory. Long may that continue. We'll speak to you soon. You got a really good point there because, I mean, the banks are really charging us to use our own money. So let's have another conversation soon. We'll see you then.